the report really focuses on what are the conditions that create the best environment for using high-speed rail. And some critics have charged that the United States is too spread out and too auto-oriented to really support high-speed rail systems like they have in Europe or Japan or China. But in fact, when we looked at the distribution of where people live and where people work in the U.S., we found that, in fact, the majority of population is concentrated in 11 large mega regions. And those mega regions are the perfect places for investing in high-speed rail. They have levels of density on par with European countries, and they have central business districts where jobs are concentrated in small areas that are really vital to creating the demand and attraction for high-speed rail, because much of high-speed rail is business trips. It also serves tourism and recreational leisure trips, but a lot of the demand for high-speed rail is driven by making those business connections, and to the extent that it is business travel, it's very good for the economy because that creates economic connections among neighboring regions that can give rise to greater productivity. So we really honed in on the spatial aspects of the United States, the sort of regional planning factors that contribute to demand for rail ridership, including to what extent is the region served by public transit and rail transit already today, because that's a big indication. If you can already get around a region pretty well on public transit, that means you're more likely to visit that region using rail because, you know, once you get off the train at the station, you can get somewhere. You can walk down the street or you can jump on a light rail or you can hail a cab, but you don't necessarily need someone to pick you up or rent a car.